Hey, girlfriend, I missed you. Oh, come on, you miss me too.
I know,
and I'm so proud of you. All that therapy is finally starting to work, eh? Your coping mechanisms are seemingly more balanced, healthy. But I miss our little chats. We's had some good times, you and I. Sure we have.
Traveling for work?
I see. You found a cozy bar. Nice draft list. And you're in a corner reading instead of putting yourself out there. The more things seem to change, the more they stay the same, huh? Don't you hesitate. Let's mix it up a bit. Have some real fun. Find you a man. Or, failing that, a hard cock. How does that sound? Let's see. Whose voice do you want me to use today? Oh, how about
the professor? The one you really wanted to impress? Remember how he actually rolled his eyes when you told him your thesis proposal?
That's a good one as well. Or that old ex. What did he ever do except love you? But that wasn't good enough for you, was it? The man who told you you took up too much space? Do you think he meant that literally or figuratively? Which is worse? I could just be you. Just a collection of all those memories you fall into at 1 a.m. That time you liked that picture, you know. Unliking doesn't make that notification disappear, huh? That phone call to the ex after, let's be honest, at least 4 too many glasses of wine. You doing better with that now? Doesn't really seem like it, judging by this tab. Oh man, how about those 6 calls back to back when he wouldn't answer the phone? That was rough. And you did that a few times, didn't you? Oof. We could try something a little abstract. You could think about that thing that you think you're so good at. Got it? Hold it. Yeah. Now, think about all those people who are better at it without even trying. Oh, more to the point, think about all the people who do try. They put in the work. Just, okay, fine, I'll move on. Properly abstract? All right. Then I'm that delightful pit in your stomach when you're on a really exposed trail, and maybe if you just... Of course you wouldn't. But isn't it pretty to think so? Sometimes.
Stop it. You talk too much, and it's always you. Christ, give it a rest.
So, here's what I'm proposing. You just start to differentiate between us. You can be you, the weirdly fragile, self-loathing narcissist, and I'll be all those others. I'll do the processing. I'll think all those things you wish you weren't thinking. And then you won't. You can just feel. You can sit back, eroticize me a little bit, and really lean into it. Press on the bruise. Run your tongue over that sore tooth. Feels good, doesn't it? I know. Not the right kind of coping mechanism. But just this once, for old time's sake, let's escalate things here a bit. Put your book away. Turn your phone off. I'll wait. It's been ages since we've had any fun. We deserve this. Well, you have to do something. Pull your top down.
Wow.
Not exactly subtle, but I suppose it gets the message across. Would it have killed you to put some mascara on before going out? You put in no effort and then are shocked when no one... Fine. Who do you have in mind? In your dreams, he's drinking a... What is that, a Pilsner? Maybe if it were a glass of straight gin. Let's set some more realistic expectations here. The bartender. Would usually be an unreasonably bold play, but it is... Wow, it's late. Gotta be coming up on last call, and he's not exactly a 10. All right. He did notice that bullshit with your neckline, and he's been pouring your drinks all night. He knows you've got issues. Probably thinks you'll be really filthy in bed. Well, he's not wrong, is he? Say something. Well, okay, that was something. At least he laughed. He was probably just being polite, though. Make eye contact. Take a sip of your drink and hold it. That was uncomfortable, wasn't it? Put your elbows on the bar. Get your tits on display. You want to be hunted? Make yourself prey. He looked back. Progress. Maybe he's into the shy girl bullshit. Keep it up. Ah, your first choice is leaving. Look who he's leaving with. Let that sink in a little. Think about all the implications of her look, her style, her... Hey, your man is definitely paying you more attention now. Is that because it's last call and he wants to go home? Or do you think he'll have you suck him off in the back room? Not what you had in mind? What? You thought he's gonna go back to your hotel room? You guys would have a sweet, passionate sex and wake up for brunch tomorrow? And then what? You'd fly home and then you two would text for months and fall asleep together on video chat and... Jeez, be honest with yourself. You can be a good whore for a night. A little stress relief for both of you. Well, the three of us. And we're still trying to split you and me into two separate entities. There's the bell. Order a whiskey. That's a perfect red flag to send at this time of night. Ask if you can buy him one. Good girl. You actually stuck the landing there. He's pouring. Cheers, bitch. This isn't a flex, you know. You're picking up a tired man after a long day's work. He's beat and just wants to get off. This is like bowling with the gutters up, and you know you're looking at a quickie, at best. No way he's making you come. Do you care, huh? You should, though. A little self-respect wouldn't hurt, unless this is a play you plan to keep running for how many years of this treadmill do you think you have left? Do you think your self-destructed nonsense is just going to manifest the way into love one day? Another patron left. You're hearing that bell on the door cut through all that fog in your brain. How many people are left? I've been counting. Just that one. Wow! A hand on yours. Look at him. No, in the eyes. Smile, silly. Tell him where your hotel is. Aw, not convenient for him. What a shame. Are you gonna go for this? Or just go home and make yourself come feeling empty and alone and sorry for yourself? Ha! That was clever. I'll give you that. And you took him off his game for a second. Wasn't that fun, watching his eye go blank? Is that what ours look like? Oh, there's the bell. Another one bites the dust. Just you and your bartender. Aren't you gonna ask him his name? It's game time, girl. Nut up or shut up. Nice to meet you. My name doesn't matter. I just need to get fucked. Close enough. Now stand up. You see any cameras? Perfect. Not that you particularly care, eh? Go around the bar. Good girl. Now kiss him like you love him. You've always been good at that. On your tiptoes, arms around his neck, deep and slow and sweet. Feels good, doesn't it? Maybe someday you can do this and actually mean it. What a novel concept. Tell him you want to swallow his cock. Whisper in his ear. Then pull him close for another kiss. Act like you're in control for once. Like you actually know what you want and how to follow through. Move your hands down his chest slowly. Stop at his waistband. Graze them down over. Well, that's promising. Unbutton his jeans. Kiss his neck and look up. Wait for approval, like you always do. He's not even looking at you? Is that his phone dinging on the bar? Try harder. Unbutton his pants. There. There's his attention back. Slip a hand down. He's hard. You did that, at least. Drop down. Pull his pants with you and get ready to try and impress him. You love this, don't you? A hard cock in your mouth. That feeling of power, even though you're on your knees. You can bring pleasure or pain. Can distract him and yourself from the real world for a few moments. And that feeling of accomplishment when hot cum hits your tongue. Take it where you can get it, eh? The hand on the back of your head. His breathing's heavier. The overwhelming scent of a man. It's so foreign and so comforting and so frightening. And you live for this intoxicating contradiction. Feeling like you're in control, but that control will be wrestled from you at any second. And that's what you want, isn't it, babe? Oh, watch that hand on the back of your head. He's getting greedy now. Not letting you breathe when you want. Forcing you to swallow his cock and gag on it. Typical. Do you actually enjoy this? Or is that just what you think they want to hear? Do you even know? Notice how he hasn't reciprocated any of this? That kiss, one-sided. Your little explorations with your hands. He didn't do that either. I know the bar, especially yours, is set incredibly low, but what are you even getting out of this? Ah, finally, a hand down your shirt. He's stretching out the neckline, grabbing and pinching at you like a teenager while you suck dick like a street whore. Think he'll kiss you when he lets you up for air? If he lets you up for air? There's your break. He's getting bored. Maybe you're not as good at this as you think you are. Remember that one guy you just couldn't make come? How filthy you got for him, and for what? No kiss. Shocking. He wants you to follow him? Into a back room in a deserted bar? Smart! Follow him, you silly bitch. Dark in here, isn't it? At least that will spare us all the boring insecurities about your body. And be honest, you'd fix them if you actually had any self-discipline. Ooh. This is an awkward little moment, isn't it? This pause while he's checking his phone again? Sheesh. And you're just standing. Romantic, this storage room. What's he going to do? Fuck you on a stock of beer kegs? Geez. Oh, there's a chair. That's approaching dignity. I guess. You might as well unbutton your jeans. What are you waiting for? He's sitting down. Take your underwear off and grind your pussy on his cock. Try and be seductive about it. You could turn around and slide them down slowly. Try and give him a little tease. Are you even wet though? Normally you'd be chomping at the bit to straddle and ride that dick. You could always leave if you aren't enjoying this. Do you even want to fuck him? Are you just bored? Well, you waited too long to answer that question. The way he pulled you back was kinda hot though, yeah? And feeling him push your jeans and underwear down, you're wet now. Wow, he's got you kinda pinned here, pulled down on top of him. Come on, get the dick inside your greedy pussy. Scoot back a little and arch your back. There it is. Lucky that little bit of roughness turned you on so much. This would have been really embarrassing if you hadn't gotten wet. Would have been a struggle to get that thick dick inside of you. This is interesting. You've never fucked anyone in this position. Feels good, doesn't it? The angle his dick is hitting you at, with your face away and his hands on your hips pounding, with your jeans still on, you can't really move how you want to, keeping you from controlling this too much, even when you're on top. Create a sort of bondage almost. Or is he just too lazy to strip you? Doesn't want to wait those extra 3 minutes after he busts for you to get dressed? You'd think I'd shut up at least for a couple minutes. Isn't this why you do all of this? To quiet this voice? You always say how you want to be fucked like an animal so you can turn your brain off. Well, it's not working. I'm still here to tell you how it felt better with the last guy, how you really should be wearing a condom, and how disappointed you are in yourself that this is where tonight ended up. He's being awfully quiet, isn't he? All you're hearing is the fucking sounds and your sloppy pussy. No moans, no whispers in your ear, no affirmations. Go ahead, rub your clit, try and take some control back. Try and control his speed, or see if you can get his hand on your pussy. Oh, that was quite a slap. And on your hip, not on your ass. Stings more there. You'd think he'd ask you could do that. Suppose it's a fair bet that girls who suck your dick behind a bar don't mind getting slapped around, though. Finally, starting to hear some sounds of interest from him. That breathing right in your ear as he fucks you. That's sexy. The way the breaths punctuate the strokes and yours come half a beat after. This is a good rhythm. And wow, he's got a nice accent, doesn't he? If only he'd tell you to come for him, you'd be there in a second. But what did he just say? He wants your ass. Think he actually wants it, or just wants to see if you'll do it. He's not exactly waiting, but you could say no. You are capable of that, right? Tell him you don't want to get fucked in the ass. Come on, say no. That wasn't very convincing. I don't think he even heard that tiny little no. Since when are you so timid? Stop him if you mean it. Get off his dick and give up your orgasm, leave the shred of self-respect still intact. Or would it just be easier to let him try? It's a pretty thick cock. It might not even work. Fine. Rub your clit. Try and lube up your ass as good as you can from your pussy and his spit. Rub it harder. If you want to come, do it now. Maybe this won't hurt so bad if you're coming while he pushes into your asshole. Come on. little slut. Can you do it? Come. Fucking come if you're going to redeem anything from tonight. Come if you want to pretend you have any bit of control left. Ooh, flawed logic there. Did you forget everything contracts and tightens up while you're coming? What a strange set of feelings. That beginning of an orgasm and then pain. At least try and relax. He's going to fuck you anyway. If you keep tensing up, it's just going to hurt more. You could have said no. Your choice not to. I didn't even try to talk you into it. Just relax and let his dick in, and hopefully he'll come quickly. You can take it. You may not have a lot of else going for you right now, but you can at least take a cock like a whore. That's what you want to be, right? What you keep telling yourself you want? Good whores can take a dick, so take it. Good girl. How about that? You let him fuck your ass, you get some positive reinforcement from me. You should be very proud. Time to start begging him to come. Preferably before you start crying. That would be uncomfortable for all of us. Get creative. Get filthy. Tell him what you are and what you want and where you want it. Do it. Well, that's your Friday night. You should be in great condition at the conference tomorrow. Think he'll give you a ride back to your hotel? And here you are, phone dead, drunk, fucked hard, and left with cum dripping out of you. There isn't anywhere to clean up in here. Just get out. You're about 2 minutes away from a breakdown, if I know you, and it'll be better to have one on the walk back than in here with this guy. Good girl. Get outside. Get in the fresh air and breathe for a second. This was fun? It wasn't. But you're going to think about it when you fuck yourself for years. What's up with that? Careful walking back, eyes open, and on the road ahead.